Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So on the west side of Manhattan, it seems the shiny Cadillac cars are eager to join the Ferraris, BMWs, Jaguars, Mercedes, and Lamborghinis showing off in flagship showrooms in New York City's most decadent shopping districts. Cadillac sales have been in the doldrums, especially with new models, and Cadillac has decided, the division of General Motors, to move to New York City, becoming a separate division of GM. Cadillac, of course, is named after Detroit. Cadillac founded the city of Detroit, according to Auto Trader senior analyst Michelle Krebs. What's going on here?
Well, there's a new sheriff in town, John, and he's shaking things up. Cadillac hired a new top executive, Johann Denisian, who came from most recently Infiniti, which is Nissan's luxury division. And before that, he was at Audi. So he's shaking things up as he's getting on the job. And he thinks moving at least the sales and marketing part to New York is a good move.
Now, is the idea to get them next to some of these other brands that I talked about, or is the idea more to just separate Cadillac from Detroit altogether?
I think it's all of the above. It's a lot of it's to separate Cadillac, make it more standalone, have everybody focused only on Cadillac and not the rest of the General Motors brands. But I think also New York City, next, along with Los Angeles, is one of the biggest luxury car markets. And so you want to be where you're selling cars. You know, the other thing is it's, you know, it's the center of marketing and advertising and where the deals are made. And Cadillac's looking for some partnerships to raise the image of the brand.
So you're looking for Cadillac to be a part of like movie premieres, Fashion Week, the kinds of things that you regularly see BMW and Audi participating in, and Ferrari to a certain extent.
And Mercedes.
Exactly right. Now, you know, Cadillac, and you cover this quite a lot, Cadillac has developed a reputation over the last decade and a half as being a real engineering innovator and a leader in a lot of technology on cars, but that hasn't been reflected in the marketing and in the sales. The brand just doesn't reflect that right now.
Well, I think that's what the goal is here, to make the marketing fit the products. Indeed, Cadillac is building some of the best cars it's ever built. They compete with BMW. They compete with Mercedes mechanically, technically, design. But they just haven't gotten the traction in terms of the brand image, the perception, and the marketing. And I think that's a lot of what the goal is, to bring the perception in line with the product.
Now, have you talked with the GM executives and Cadillac executives about the sort of cultural sensitivity around Cadillac and the brand?
I haven't recently, but I've covered them for a long, long time. And this has always been a challenge. I remember as a journalist writing a story in 1992 about the turnaround of Cadillac. This has been a long struggle. The brand, went down as Mercedes and BMW became much more popular here in the U.S. And they've struggled to get back where, remember, it used to be the Cadillac was the gold standard. They're trying to get that back.
Is this a black thing in the sense that Cadillac is associated with a particular sort of 70s, 80s culture? And if you go to New York, you know, Mercedes and Lamborghinis and Jaguars and BMWs are definitely associated with some of the richest celebrities in the African-American entertainment world right now. How does Cadillac figure in trying to change their brand to be really a part of this sort of bling culture to a certain extent?
Well, it did with the Escalade. And by the way, there's a new Escalade that is selling like crazy. I don't know if it's selling to the black population or not, but that certainly is as blingy as you can get.
And the question of design and manufacturing, is that moving to New York or does that stay where it is?
No, absolutely not. Design, all the technical aspects of building Cadillac cars and designing them will stay in Detroit.
So this is not really a jobs thing, except if you're talking about Mad Men advertising accounts, that sort of deal.
Correct. It's mostly the sales and marketing that will go to New York.
How many Cadillac units are sold in the U.S. roughly?
Ooh, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but they're not what they used to.
Not what they used to be, and it's not the biggest division by far in the GM lineup.
Oh, no. And it never was intended to be, but their sales are down 5% this year, and that's really concerning because they have brand new products. And the luxury market is hot. And that's why things need to be shaken up.
Trying to turn it around in the Big Apple. Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst at autotrader.com talking about Cadillac coming to New York City. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.